Welcome back to the UBS studio in New York City for another episode of Through the Wealth Lens. Over the course of various podcast episodes, we've hosted and discussed the importance of professional athletes preparing for what's next after life on the court or field. While there are various organizations that assist athletes in preparing for their next chapters, Pro Athlete Community, otherwise known as PAC, is an organization that has really stood out in today's age. Today, we have the pleasure of welcoming on Jay Ross, Senior Vice President for Growth at PAC, one of the various influential individuals behind the organization that connects professional athletes with world-class education, mentorship, and opportunity, giving them the tools to win beyond the game. Welcome to the show, Jay.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Hannes.
So Jay, to kick off our conversation, many fans see professional athletes at the peak of success, but few understand the transition that comes after sports. What problem did Pro Athlete Community set out to solve, and why does that transition moment matter so much for athletes?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, transition between anything is hard, right? But especially when you're committed to doing one thing for the entirety of your life, and then you wake up one day and it's not there anymore, there's a massive shift in identity that occurs. And so what we try to solve for at PAC was creating a locker room of the future, creating a community that our men and women can belong to that provides them tools, resources, and most importantly, support to manage that transition. And I think, you know, many folks may have the, you know, viewpoint that a professional athlete's set for life. And, you know, that's just not true. That many of our men and women, you know, if you play the average length of a career, you're in that 2, 3, 4 years in professional sports, and then you're quote unquote retired and you're in your mid 20s. And if you played a great career, you're in your early 30s, and there's just so much life to live. You know, these athletes need support. And so that's what we're here to do.
And Jay, you often describe PAC as a locker room for life after sport. What does that mean in practice, and why is community so important for these athletes navigating their next chapter?
Yeah, we talk about PAC as a locker room of the future, the locker room they'll never be cut from. And I think you kind of nailed it. The belonging piece, the community piece, is really important, because most of our athletes, when they leave the sport, ironically, what they miss most is not the sport itself. It is indeed the locker room. It's the camaraderie, the teamwork, the brotherhood, the sisterhood that comes with sport. And we want to recreate that for them. And the way that we envision the locker room of the future is twofold. First, it's sort of surrounding these men and women with their peers again and putting athletes back in a room together, both digitally and in person. And just watching the collaboration that can come from those moments, but also the feeling of belonging, of knowing that the transition's hard for everyone, regardless of the sport they played or the career they had. And there's a bit of, camaraderie that's built in that moment of going through the moment with others. But beyond that, it's also creating this incredible ecosystem of investors and business leaders and executives, folks who have had great success in their own right, in their own industries and careers, that can really pour into this community, whether that's through thought leadership or mentorship, career opportunity, investment opportunity. And sometimes most notably, it's just sharing their network, right? Making a great connection or relationship to help our athletes powerfully step into their next chapter. So the locker room's everything for us, and it's, to me, you know, where I take the most pride in what we're building is in the community itself.
And so, Jay, you work now with hundreds of current and former professional athletes. What are some of the biggest misconceptions athletes have about business, investing, and building long-term wealth?
Yeah, I think, I don't know, you know, misconception is that maybe access is enough, right? And really, maybe what they're missing is just education, right, and knowledge. And so, you know, they often get incredible access, but maybe sometimes too much access, right? They get past different deals and opportunities, and just haven't had the time to slow down and build a filter, and build the education necessary, the language necessary to really powerfully step into those opportunities. So That would probably be it. And then I think the other misconception is just that, again, they're the only one, right? That they're alone, that this is hard for them. But again, that's why the locker room and the community is so important, is to create a sense of belonging in a community that can lift them up.
So PAC has built partnerships with institutions like the University of Miami's Herbert School, Business School to bring executive education to athletes. Jay, why would you say education is such a critical part of preparing athletes for life after the game?
Yeah, I think internally we have a saying of exposure breeds expansion, for understanding that you don't know what you don't know. And so our athletes are incredibly elite, right? They possess all the top characteristics that anyone in the business world would want to hire for or have lead them, right? And so education can fill that gap and help them speed up, to get closer to where their peers may be, who didn't, invest their life into the craft or their sport. So I think giving them access to education opens up opportunity. Again, it gives them access to knowledge. It gives them access to language so that when they sit in that boardroom, they feel prepared and confident in their ability to be there. They have everything they need internally, but sometimes it's just bridging that gap into the external world.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I think we see the education piece being, such a crucial part of the next chapter. So I think, what you guys are doing is amazing. And Jay, we're seeing more athletes become founders, investors, and operators. From your vantage point inside PAC, how do you see the role of the athlete evolving in business over the next decade? Sort of what are you seeing, what are the trends? How are the athletes sort of responding and picking up at what you're teaching them?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's a completely new era for athletes in business. And historically, I think athletes engage in business as like passive investors or maybe as sponsored athletes or through endorsement. But I really see a shift in athletes wanting a seat at the table, wanting to be more active in the roles, advisory positions, equity positions, board roles, and even in the C-suite. And so I think you're going to see more and more athletes find creative ways to do business, and maybe shy away from just taking a sponsorship check or an endorsement opportunity to really reposition themselves as leaders across business. So I think there's going to be a we're already seeing it, but there's going to be a massive wave in the next 10 years of athletes really taking equity stake and controlling ownership in a lot of the new business opportunities that are coming to market.
Jay, but before we wrap up today, one question I had was, an example of an athlete, you don't need to name names, that comes to mind that's really utilized PAC and, has successfully made it to that next step in, either the business world or whatever it may be, as their post-playing career.
Yeah, man, kind of hard to narrow it down to one, because I could give you probably 100 different examples, max. And I think what's really unique is that success can look so differently for each athlete, right? And it could look like, investing in their first, real estate investment and buying their first door. It could mean getting an incredible job at a company like UBS and feeling confident enough to step into that opportunity. It could mean launching a new app, or a new business. There's an incredible PAC member who I think is going to disrupt the sports equipment space with a new product that he's bringing to market and building. And just his dedication, his commitment. We always say, again, I spoke to this earlier, the characteristics that so many of our athletes possess, the grit, the rigor, the intensity, the discipline, the commitment. Those are all the things that are going to make them dominate the business world. And we see it time and time again. So, I mean, again, the successes, they're all over the place, from media hosts and broadcasting, to launching new businesses, to landing incredible jobs, to investing in their first sort of equity position, or taking on their first real estate investment. I mean, it's broad, and that's what I love about this community, is it's not a singular focus. This is what success looks like, but it's really just meeting the athletes where they're at and giving them the opportunities and the roadway and the support to go chase the thing they want to chase next with the same intensity that they did their sport.
If I can just throw in one more question, Jay. So, you've described very often how these events actually take shape. And can you just kind of give us a quick description of like what it looks like when these athletes show up to one of your, I think that you call them Next Chapter Combines, I think. Is that right? Or just sort of a
Yeah, so
brief,
we.
sort of.
Yeah, we have a few different products. Actually, we have one upcoming here in just 2 weeks in Phoenix, Arizona, called Pack Accelerate. And so, to answer your question, we try to bring the full expression of the community to life. So, education, networking, connection opportunities. We work a lot on the personal journey. So we do personal development work and internal sort of dialogue with the athletes. But it's really trying to create access and opportunity. So the in-person events, they're unlike anything that I've ever been to before. The energy, the commitment, and I think what's really unique is that our athletes choose to be in those moments. So they're showing up with a tremendous amount of curiosity and a tremendous amount of commitment to being there and walking away with either, a pocket full of new, connections that they made, or an opportunity that they want to go pursue, or a nugget of education they grab that they want to go chase in a deeper way. So, we have a digital community that all of our members are a part of, that we drive a ton of digital opportunity and engagement to. But we all know that nothing really beats those in-person moments where you can actually see someone, look them in the face, and shake their hand.
No, absolutely, yeah.
And are you guys, do you focus, I'm assuming that you're, because we've heard the obvious examples in football and basketball, you're across most sports, correct?
We are, yeah. We had our start in the NFL, but back in the summer, we opened up our membership broadly to all sports, all leagues, all genders. And so we now serve 2,200 professional athletes across sport, 20 different sports, a bunch of different leagues. We're starting to get some traction internationally, which is really exciting. And what we're learning very quickly is that the challenge that comes with transition is sport agnostic. It affects the NFL athlete the same way it affects the Olympic bobsledder, and the same way it affects the tennis star. So, yeah.
Well, Jay, we really appreciate you being on with us today to discuss PAC, and its mission for professional athletes. For anyone in the audience who'd like to explore PAC and the great work they're doing, feel free to check it out on either PAC or Jay's pages on LinkedIn or their website, which is proathletecommunity.com. Until next time, thank you for joining us for another episode of Through the Wealth Lens.
This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional advice. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS Group AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC registered investment advisor and brokerage services in its capacity as an SEC registered broker dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the agreements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and is a member of FINRA and SIPC.